Blog Talk Radio.
Mic check. Yep. Hello. Welcome to At the Prophet's Table. This is your friend, your brother, and your host, Prophet Russell Taylor, the son of Blue Fire, where the Blue Fire God resides. Come on in. Come on in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As I say, little old me, but he says there's no little, nothing little about you. That's what he say. That's what my friends say. I thank God for my friend. I thank him for accepting who I am. I guess if I can put up with him, I guess he can put up with me. I'm no better, so. We're gonna make it. No. She had a vision or she just saw a picture? Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah, it's a whole nother level. Oh, oh Lord. I ain't kidding. I think I'm about the last one that really saw you leaving, so I know you wasn't there door knocking death. Hey, taking them out. Yep. Oh, yeah.
And it's popping up because what's happened is I was doing. It's popping up on people, and it ain't.
Keyboard
is working. Mm-hmm. Took it down to them other Bahamians downstairs. They stick together now. Like niggas when it comes, it is like white people when it comes down to black people. Nah, nah. You're right. You found it?
No, I got to think. That's a shame.
It may find it.
I bet what's going on?
She was praying for
Opti. Mm-hmm.
You saw her post today?
I just kept saying, say, breathe the Lord. She say, breathe. I just say, breathe the Lord. Incorrect. Hold on.
At 4 o'clock, his temperature shot up. The roof. It was like 1.5.
Oh. You didn't see for somebody else. Because when I read it, I correct. Oh yeah, they were saying that. It is RTSTVI. Oh, I didn't put 77. RTST.
Uh-huh. That's what they put. I had to delete that.
Oh, they put it on there.
I told them not to have church. So I started.
But I was mad at the other person talking about you want to go to jail. No, we're not going to jail. We're doing the master's work. I got real offended. Hmm. Yeah, you did. Hmm. What are you talking about? Oh. Oh, no, did you? Right. They want to, and I guess the ones that do that, it's because they're scared that they're not going to get accepted. I don't have that eye like you neither now. So maybe he just didn't see it the way you saw it and where others saw it. I didn't watch none of them.
What's Solomon good? Who is good because he grabs on the pole? Instead of, but
shallows on me and stuff. I've been shallow probably.
Wow. Well, grace and peace, beloveds, this is your friend, your brother, Prophet Russell Taylor. Thank you so much for joining. Welcome to At the Prophet's Table. I am the son of Blue Fire. Listen, come on in, and welcome. Welcome today. We are here. I see Latasha Roberts is joining us. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Bree Allen, I believe that's all the way in North Carolina. Welcome, everyone. Please swipe, share, and invite. Tell someone that the prophet is here. I am live in the studios, and I am so excited to be with you. Listen, we're going to have a good time. I want to pray for you, pray for the world, pray for the country, pray for our president, pray for our local and city officials. I want to pray for everyone. So if you have a prayer request, I see you, Katrina Walker. Welcome, Calvin Clay. Welcome, Shanice Edwards. Welcome. I see you. Y'all come on in the room and welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, there's a prayer line number on your screen, and that number is 563-999-3060. Again, 563-999-3060. Hello, everybody. Again, welcome. And as you're coming on, please share. Tag someone name in here. Listen, we are going through some things, but listen, one thing I'm fully convinced of, that it's not what you're going through, but it's where you're going to. And I want to let you know that on today, that you cannot throw in the towel, because as soon as you throw the towel in, the towel is going to be thrown back at you. Why? Because you have an assignment to do the master's work. Not only the master work, but even just listen, you just have an everyday assignment. You have an everyday assignment that you have to complete. And what is that? You have to give God some praise. That's part of your assignment. And so I know that we don't understand fully what the world is going through. We don't understand fully what they're saying and everything else. But listen, it's what I call a prayer target. So guess what? Just like you go to the hospital and the doctor diagnose you with something, as saints of God, they give you that diagnosis. It's a prayer target, so you'll know what you need to pray against, okay? What you need to pray against. And so I just want to encourage you that, again, you cannot give up on God, because God's not going to give up on you. We come against the spirit of fear. We come against the spirit of doubt. We come against the spirit of frustration. I want you to be encouraged and see the hand of God on your life. Guess what? Not only on your life, but even in your situation. Even in your situation, there are some things that you're going through. God, listen, I'm going to say it again. God got you on his mind. Yes, God has you on his mind. And so, listen, weeping it may do it for night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I want to let you know that you are in your morning time now, that you are, listen, you're going to another place in God. Yes, I say you're going to another place in God. No matter what's going on, no matter what they say, whose report are you going to believe? I see your mama, Elma. They are in Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome. Listen, Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe what they're saying on CNN? Are you going to believe what they say on the news? But are you going to believe what God says? God has simply said that I'm going to bring you out, and not only I'm going to bring you out, but I'm going to bring you over. There are some things in your life that God said, listen, I'm going to take my hand, and it's going to be a southerly work that I'm going to stop whatever needs to be stopped. I'm telling you now, weeping it may do it for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, and this is your morning time. And so, listen, you cannot be discouraged in this hour. Don't you know that anxiety, frustration, fear, and doubt is a breathing ground to attract certain things to you? I'm going to say that again. Fear, anxiety, and doubt, and et cetera, those things are breathing grounds. Those things are things that are going to attach itself to you. And so I want you to get to the place in God that you do not allow these things to attach itself to you. And when it begins to attach itself to it, listen, you have power to shake it off. Watch this. Don't you know that you have authority in God? That the Bible says this, that you can speak to the mountain and the mountain shall be removed. But the problem in this day and time is that, guess what? Everybody wants to climb the mountain instead of speaking to the mountain. I'm going to let that marinate. The problem is we want to climb the mountain because we feel like that's an easy way out. But don't you know it takes more muscles to climb than you opening your mouth and speaking to that situation and commanding that situation to change? This is why he said in the word that there's life and death in the power. I'm going to say that again. There's life and death in the power of your tongue. We speak more death than we speak life. And let me go ahead and kill this spirit. I understand that you are human. We all are human. But as saints of God, as Christians, as Christ-like children, we have to do the first thing first is identify what the spirit is and then start speaking and commanding that spirit to go back from the whence it came. You don't have to hold on to anything. And you don't have to allow anything to do what? Attach itself to you. You have power. I'm going to say that again. You have power. Power. Listen, the Bible says, greater works than these ye shall do. So what your ancestors, what your forefathers, what your mother used to do, what your dad used to do, you're going to do greater than that. You're going to do greater than that. So we got to get to the place in God where we trust and depend on nothing but him. Yes, I understand that things are not going right. I understand that things are going tipsy-turny. I understand that the way things are looking now, it seems like that we're going to fall and we're not going to recover. But I'm telling you now that you shall recover all. You shall recover all. Everything that you have lost thus far, you shall recover all. Call me at 563-999-3060. I want to hear you. I want to talk to you. I want to pray for you on this day. I don't want to be a long time before we call in. Listen, because the power of God is moving. I'm going to release the blue fire. Let me talk about the blue fire. Blue fire is the highest level or one of the levels of fires that fire get to. And as I did a study on the blue fire, it says that it was one of the highest levels and it begins to purify. It begins to purify. So when I say I'm the son of blue fire, listen, the God that I serve allowed me to be able to release the fire of purification, the fire of healing, the fire of wholeness in your life. He has given me power to speak to your situation and call your situation to stop. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So I want to help. I want to help speak to your situation. So call me at 563-999-3060. 3060. I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. I don't want it. I don't want you to be in the same state that you're in. I want that when I get done praying for you, you will feel better than you ever felt before. There's healing in his wings. The Father is here to see about you. The Father wants to take full control over your life. There's someone listening to me now that you've been tossing and turning about giving your life to Christ. This is the hour, this is the season, and this is the moment now that you need to take. Call me, 563-999-3060. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Come on, Zion. Hallelujah. Shadababosite. God bless you, Apostle Cy, there in North Carolina. My good friend, woman of God, bless you. Charlotte Walker, God bless you. This is the hour for us to trust the Almighty God. Yahshua, Yamashiach, Jesus Christ wants to rock you and hold you in his hand. Come on. Shando Rabban the Bokoshete. Hallelujah. Come on and call me, 563-999-3060. The Father is here. If you just want to type in a prayer request, you can type in that prayer request. But I really want to hear your voice over the phone. It's nothing like I can't see you. So that sense of seeing you is not an operation in the physical, but I can see you in the spirit. But I can hear you in the natural. If you call in, pick up that phone. Call me. Call me. Call me. 563-999-3060. 563-999-3060. Don't allow the enemy to magnify the negative in your life. I'm going to say that again. Don't allow the enemy to magnify the negative in your life. But allow God to be glorified. We put more emphasis on going through than we put emphasis on coming out. And today I want to let you know that you coming out, and when you coming out, you coming out with a high hand. When you lift your hands, excuse me, when you lift your hands, you lifting your hands showing that I have the victory. We ain't surrendering to the enemy. We ain't waving a white handkerchief saying surrendering to the enemy. No, 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 no. We're not surrendering, but we are giving God the glory. The only thing you need to do is surrender your life to Christ. I know what I'm feeling in the atmosphere. I know what I'm feeling in the atmosphere. I'm feeling that you are feeling... You are feeling rejected. Rejection is the breathing ground of you doing something you got no business doing. It's a breathing ground for the enemy to take that and run with it to produce some things in your life that should not be produced. Come on in. Call me. 563-999-3060. Oh, he's here. Don't you know the waters are being troubled now? Just like the man that was at the pool. And he said, every time I try to get in the pool, somebody always beat me there. I'm letting you know now. It's your time. Call me. 563-999-3060. I was watching something on Facebook, and I believe I shared it because it blessed me. And I don't know exactly which Walmart this was and where this Walmart was located or where the Walmart is located. Please forgive me. But you had the workers getting together, and they're praying inside of Walmart, praying and asking God to move like he never moved before, asking God to breathe on the customers and the workers as they are working, as the customers are coming in. They were believing God the healing would take place and situations would change. Inside of Walmart, this is what's going on. Listen, God got a way of doing stuff that will cause us to get on our knees. This is the hour. This is the season. This is the moment that you need to seize this opportunity to spend time with the Father. Call me. 563-999-3060. Hallelujah. There's power in the blood. There's miracle working power in the blood. Hallelujah. Call on that name, Jesus. Call on that name. He wants to see about you. You're on his mind. He wants to literally take care of you, as he has always been doing. Some of you may say, well, I don't have to call in because he know what I need, but sometimes he just want to hear from you. Some of you wasn't able to go to church and not able because they said quarantine and do all the things that we need to do and have the social distance. And yes, we have to do these things. But I'm telling you now, the Father wants to hear from you. Come on and call me. Whatever your need is, whatever your circumstances are, I am fully convinced that the Father wants to hear from you today. He wants to hear from you today. I tell you all the time, I have no tricks, I have no schemes, and I have no gimmicks. All I have is the Holy Ghost. There used to be a preacher back in the day and say, what I use, you can't doubt it.